Good evening. Good evening and welcome. Would you guys stand and join us and let's sing together.
People walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for joining us tonight. We are going to just spend an evening reflecting on the Nativity. Most of you were here when we did the little pump fake, that's what we call it in the biz, when we started that pre-service video with the little kids there. There's something special about Christmas through the eyes of children. Am I like super loud? I feel like I'm really loud. It's great. I love that video. It's funny. It's funny to me. I've probably seen it 25 times. It's funny every time I watch it to me. If it's not funny to you, that's okay. You don't have a sense of humor. I get it. But the important thing is, as we grow, Christmas, we shouldn't just see it through the eyes of little kids. While we're supposed to have a childlike faith, we're supposed to have an adult maturity, and we're supposed to process things in a different way. So that's really what this evening is about. It's about walking through a story that's become just really familiar to us, and in some cases maybe overly familiar to us, and just taking the opportunity to contemplate and to just marinate a little bit on the story of the Nativity and consider its impact and its importance in our lives. So we're going to do that through scripture readings and through songs. I'm not going to actually do any of the readings myself. We put together some videos, which is great because I went ahead and got the the crud this week, like a lot of us and a lot of you guys in this room aren't feeling so great. A lot of stuff going around out there, so I don't have much of a voice, but it's good I didn't hear a collective sigh of relief. That's encouraging. So really all I want to do is I'm going to go ahead and pray for us, and we're just going to celebrate the coming of our Lord and Savior together this evening. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, as we gather together in this place this evening, we remember and celebrate the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. May our hearts be filled with a childlike faith and wonder, but at the same time, a gratitude that comes from a place of understanding and a joy that is true as we revisit the story of your arrival. And we just thank you for all of this night and all of this season means to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled."
Spirit.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
I'm going to ask you guys to stand and sing this one with us.
To the world.
and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Whose birth the angels sing.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
I welcome you to remain seated or stand with us and sing.
Dear Savior.
all through this season of Advent, we have been looking at the story of the Nativity from Luke chapter 1 and chapter 2. And tonight, as we walk through that story one more time, my hope is that each of us is reminded that the same joy, the same hope, the same peace that the shepherds experienced and that those experienced in the first Christmas is available to us today. Because Christ's birth is a reminder that it was the fulfillment of God's love for us. And if you don't really quite understand how Christmas shows us that God loves us, or if you've never really entered into a relationship with Jesus Christ based on the love that God has for you on your own before, I'd just encourage you, if you want to talk to one of our team about that tonight, you can come on up in the front after we get finished, and somebody would love to talk with you and explain that. But for most of us in this room, we've kind of come to that place already. And my hope is that not only that as we walk through the Nativity and the Christmas story again, not only would we be encouraged, not only would we be reminded of the greatness of the incarnation and what God has done for us, but that we would be reminded that there's a continuation of that story. And the continuation of that story moves us to Easter, to the resurrection, to the church, and to our part today as we seek to be a reflection of the love of Christ and the hope and the peace and the joy that Christmas brings to the world around us, not just during this Advent and Christmas season, but all year round. And so that is my challenge to us, church, that we would continue to strive to be a reflection of the light of Christmas. The line in that song that we just sang, the reason that kind of O Holy Night was our theme through this Advent season, truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. And we have been called to be a reflection of Christ's love. We've been called to be a reflection of God's love by loving one another, first and foremost, and by loving our neighbors and those who are outside of the body of Christ, even by loving our enemies. So I want to just pray, and then we're going to go ahead and conclude our time with a traditional candle lighting as we sing Silent Night. Would you pray with me? Father, again, I just want to give you praise for who you are, the God who spoke the universe into existence, who created mankind in your image, and who rescued us from our brokenness, our lostness, to redeem us. Thank you for the truth that Christmas is our redemption, that in Christ that we have new life. And God, I pray that that you would help us to not only celebrate the peace and joy and hope and love that we sing about and talk about in our cultural Christmas experience, but that we would truly understand and embrace those aspects of the true Christmas, and that we would seek to be a reflection of that to the world around us. God, may you be glorified in your church, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, forgive me for having to do this, but I just want to make a couple quick announcements about candle lightings at New Hope. So if your candle is unlit, you are free to point it in any direction that you would like to. But once your candle has been lit, if you would keep it in its full and upright position at all times, we would certainly appreciate that. It will keep wax off of the chairs and off of the floor and off of your neighbor's lap and all those other places where we really don't want wax to be. So what's going to happen is we're going to light the candles. I'm going to start with the Christ candle myself, and then Dave is going to help me, and we're going to come down the middle aisle, and you can just pass the light. So once you've lit your candle, put it up straight, and your neighbor will reach over with their candle this way and light it, and we'll just kind of continue on down. Pretty easy. I trust you guys implicitly with that. Parents, keep an eye on your kids. Those instructions might have been confusing for younger minds. Teenagers, help me out. All right. As we leave this place of worship, may the joy of the angels, the hope of the shepherds, the peace of the Christ child, and the love of the Heavenly Father fill your hearts this Christmas. May you go forth proclaiming the good news of great joy, that Christ has come, God is with us, and his love endures forever. And may the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you now and always. God bless you. Merry Christmas, New Hope. Amen.